Coming to you from the mountains and the plain, the only conservative voices brave enough to push back. This is the Conservative Daily Podcast with Joe Otto.
That's what the Second Amendment was designed to do. If you're going to do something to nullify or take away my rights under the Constitution, come get it.
Max McGuire.
When you look at politicians on the left, they need to convince people that they are victims.
A resistance to the resistance. And now your hosts, Joe Otto and Max McGuire.
And welcome back to another edition of the Conservative Daily Podcast. My name is Max McGuire, going live solo at the moment because Joe is in a meeting. So he'll be out of that meeting momentarily. And when he does, we will have him join us. But in the meantime, we're going to get started. Obviously, this is what Joe is living right now, the whole Dominion voting systems fiasco. So we're going to hopefully have him join us in a bit to lend his expertise, tell us what's going on with him, because he has signed an affidavit now. He does now have security on him all day long. So lots of developments there, and we want to make sure that we bring him on as soon as he's available, as soon as he gets out of the meeting that he's in. So I want to start this, and I hear something in the background saying that Joe might be about to walk on. So before we do it, I want to play a little game, and I want to play the game of let's see if you can spot the crime. Before we get into Dominion, let's play a game. See if you can spot the crime. Let's go ahead and play cut one. No audio.
But it doesn't appear that the president is going to come around anytime soon and admit defeat. So what are you going to do? What options do you have to try and ensure that you are ready to go on day one?
Deal with every individual organization in the country, from business to labor, Republicans and Democrats, to try to pull together a serious and consistent plan. So we're ready on day one, everything from staffing to ultimately naming cabinet members to moving along on coordinating with business and labor, the COVID attack, how we're going to attack COVID. And so it would make it a lot easier if the president were to participate. You have a number of Republicans suggesting that. The good news here is my colleague is still in the Intelligence Committee, so she gets the intelligence briefings. I don't anymore. So but there's a number of Republicans calling for that. I am hopeful that the president will be mildly more enlightened before we get to January 20th.
And what is your message to Republicans who are backing up the president's refusal?
So anyone notice the crime? Anyone notice the crime that Joe Biden just committed? Some people saying there is no such thing as the office of president-elect. That is true. But the crime he just committed is saying the quiet part out loud, that even though he's not getting intelligence briefings, it's okay because his running mate, Kamala Harris, is still on the Intelligence Committee receiving briefings, presumably funneling that information to him. That would be a violation of 18 U.S.C. Section 793, the Espionage Act, mishandling classified information, since he has not been read into whatever she's receiving on that Intel Committee. If she is sharing it to him, which he insinuates that she is, that is a crime. We'll play that game again towards the end, name that federal crime. But now we're welcoming on, straight out of his meeting, Mr. Joe Altman. Joe, how's it going?
It's good. It's good. Sorry, I'm a little late. It's been a little bit of a crazy week, or a couple weeks. So
it has been. And you kind of been sucked into the middle of this now that you've signed an affidavit, now that you are, now that you have security on you, since the Antifa types want to go after you. It's been an interesting week, 2 weeks, but this is a fight that's worth fighting. And I feel for your family. I feel for everyone close to you. They have to go through a little bit of heightened security over the next couple weeks, but hopefully it's all worth it. Hopefully we can get the truth out there, and the people who did this, stole the election, are held responsible.
Yeah, the interesting part is that, frankly, that The left is saying it doesn't exist. The left is saying that there is no fraud. We bring up fraud, and they're going, well, show me the proof. Show me the proof that that things were actually switched. And this is just a textbook, just, hey, deny. This is actually a legal maneuver that happens over and over and over again in courts of law. But the reality is that there's tons of proof. There's an immense amount of proof, but when we look at Dominion and we look at the election fraud and we look at the smoking gun, so to speak, the reason why code is so hard to pin down is because it's not transparent. You can't see it. It takes coders the ability to walk through that code in order to find those holes in what Dominion is saying. So Dominion on their website came out and said a bunch of very untrue things. Saying that they're not connected to Smartmatic.
We have that. Go ahead. Put that on the screen. We have that. Dominion's, put up my computer. Dominion's response to all of this is a claim that they have never been owned by Smartmatic, and their excuse is, well, we used to be owned by the same company, and now we're separate. Well, that's the whole point. It's the idea that you have similar code bases, so similar that Smartmatic actually pursued legal actions against Dominion, which Dominion admits, right?
Right.
Saying that it's completely false. And then they cite the fact checkers.
And debunked by independent fact checkers. And the fact checkers are actually working in, they're involved in this. You couldn't have written a script that was so clear as to what's happening in our country right now. This is a coup. Yeah. We're dealing with a coup. And not only are we dealing with a coup, but we're dealing with a coup on mass proportions, that we're actually seeing people that are connected in multiple different areas, cabinet members to, what's even more scary is, just doing more research into the people that work at Dominion. They're literally pulling down all of their profiles, right? That they don't even work for it. And as you dig even further into it, it said that the if you go back in history and look at Dominion's website and what they the URLs that they had and the information they had about Dominion, they're scraping information related to whether or not they're a Canadian company or a U.S. company. So now they added to it that they're also a Serbian company and they have an office in Serbia.
Let's break that down before we get too far. We do have Dominion employees scrubbing their LinkedIn profiles. We can't 100%. Put their names up, because that would be considered doxing. We can't tell you who they are, but there's plenty of images, screenshots all over the internet. The thing you have to ask yourself is, if Dominion just ran the elections in somewhere of a third of the states, most of the counties in those states, if it's a huge success, why would people on LinkedIn, which is basically an online resume, be rushing to purge their history of working at Dominion from their records? Why would they want their next employer not to know that they work for a wildly successful company? Now, there's the other side. Perhaps it's Dominion going through LinkedIn saying, these people don't actually work for us anymore. Please stop them from claiming that so that they can't sign affidavits.
Well, then nobody works for Dominion.
It's a twofer. If it was a wildly successful election, you would think that Dominion employees would want to take credit for it. But no, they do not. They want nothing to do with it. This is the latest one that really makes me laugh. And this is straight from Dominion's website. Assertions of voter fraud conspiracies are 100% false.
This is crazy.
And it says the U.S. Department of Homeland Security Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency has debunked numerous claims, including claims about the existence of a secret CIA program for vote fraud called Hammer and Scorecard. Mr. Producer, go ahead and put up image one. The amazing thing about all this is that it's not actually DHS that did this.
Right.
It was a DHS advisory committee.
Right.
And who is on the DHS
Dominion
advisory
voting
committee?
Systems.
Dominion Voting Systems.
Yeah.
They cited themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're on this advisory committee saying, oh no, nothing bad happened. And then they turn around, they release a public statement citing the advisory committee's finding.
This is absolutely true.
That they're on.
Absolutely true. Listen, Max, I want to tell you that we are in unprecedented times. Sorry, I don't want to get anybody too hot and bothered.
Mike Miller says, don't worry, Dominion is just an idea.
Dominion is just an idea. Hey, hashtag that one.
Everyone, make sure you hit the share button on Facebook. Make sure you give us a like. Make sure you comment on YouTube. Make sure you give us a thumbs up. Hit that subscribe button and hit the bell for notifications. And comment is key to help us beat the algorithms and get more people watching.
They're in overtime right now. Facebook is in overtime to stop this message from getting out. They're in overtime right now. So is YouTube. They actually have comment. They're removing comments. They're watching our feed.
They did it on our feed yesterday.
Max, I have to tell you, and I don't want to squirrel too far. I know we have
don't
a lot
go too
to go.
Far.
We don't have a lot to go over, but I have been getting phone calls from people all over the country, right? Large businesses, CEOs of major corporations that have actually said, hey, we just want to tell you that we're in your corner and we support you. Just let us know how we can support you and we'll do that. We've got an immense amount of support from people in the community. It's been great. And the magnitude of the pressure, the weight that I feel on me is, frankly, it's debilitating at times, right? And so I got to step out of it, go into a hallway with no windows and just take a deep breath. But some of the people that are actually calling me are bringing other things to light. So I just want to tell you that I got a phone call and I met with this morning someone that, and I'm not at liberty yet. I haven't been given total liberty, but the Hunter Biden laptop, you know, that had all the information that tied back information to Hunter Biden, that I was sitting in the room discussing this deal and going through timelines and everything else on how things actually existed. And I want to be very careful because the more I got on the internet, I saw that, you know, Wikipedia had said that this is all a farce, that it's all, you know, it's a hoax. They called it a hoax, the Hunter Biden hoax, right? Yeah. Fact checkers did this. And I was in the room and got to see 100% of it. It is absolutely unequivocally 100% true. There's not one part of that deal that is false, right? Not one part. And yet they have literally ruined people and made it act like this is it's a farce. It's not a farce. Well, and you're about to see something that happens in the next week that's going to prove that President Trump is not only right about that part, but that the other part is that Biden cannot be the president of the United States. He cannot. He is a criminal.
Well, the interesting thing is they've actually done polling since the election, and they've asked Democrat Biden supporters whether they would have changed their mind if they had known X, Y, and Z about Joe Biden, the Biden crime family, Hunter Biden's laptop. And I believe between 3% and 4% of Biden voters said that, yes, they would not have voted for him if they had known about what we've been talking about. So either way, no matter how this election shapes out, it is clear that the mainstream media put their finger on the scale to prevent this October surprise from actually reaching people. We know that in terms of saturation, roughly between 70% and 80% of the American people knew about Hunter Biden's laptop. Go back 4 years when you look at Hillary Clinton's emails, over 90% of the American people knew about Hillary Clinton's emails. So there's a big difference. That 10% matters, right? That 10% difference matters in terms of story saturation, article saturation. And the reason it didn't hit that is because on the day that it was released, Facebook and Twitter pumped the brakes, banned people. They blocked the New York Times and they blocked anyone from sharing it. Or they throttled it like they did to us. You could talk about it, but no one's going to be able to see it, which again is another reason to tell you, please do hit that share button. Please do like, please do comment on YouTube. Please do like, subscribe, hit the bell for notifications. I want to go to my screen real quick just to show you why this is so important. These are the Apple Podcast charts, and we just went up yet again. We are now sitting at 31. We are the 31st most popular political podcast on Apple Podcasts. We just crossed over Alan Dershowitz, Lester Holt with NBC Nightly News, Sarah Carter, and Chris Hayes. So we now are knocking on the door on NPR, Matt Gaetz, Buck Sexton, Ben Ferguson, Nicole Wallace. So they'll be the next to fall. The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Max really loves this deal. I'm really honored to be able to have the opportunity to talk to you guys and to have this platform to do it. The one thing that I will tell you is if you could just go and leave us a nice review. We have some trolls out there that are leaving us some not so nice reviews. So it takes an army, right? So be a part of the army. But the other part is that it just shows you the power of truth. It tells you the power of being able to stand up and have courage. And I often say on the show that, hey, courage is more infectious than fear. I also think that, you know, that there's a checkbox. There's a box that sits next to you, and when you cause as much damage as I do believe that the information we uncovered causes, somebody wants to check that box on you. So I am not, and I said this again, I'm not of any under any sort of delusion that box could be checked on me at any time, and whether or not they do it now or a couple of years from now, I still think it's necessary to bring this stuff to light. And so I'm willing to face those consequences. So I will just say that what I said before, and that is just make sure that when you have an opportunity to have justice be served and to serve the American people, that you don't hesitate. And I said that this morning. I was like, look, you have to stand up. You have to stand up. I mean, when the weight of a constitutional republic is actually swaying in the wind as much as any time in history for the United States, we have an obligation to stand up regardless of the consequences.
Yeah. I want to tell a brief story about this. So we're number 31 in the country for Apple Podcasts. Really great. Couldn't have done it without you. If you aren't already, make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and download and listen to the show there. Link in the description. I've been reaching out to advertising networks, seeing if, okay, now that we're 31, well, at the time we were 44 in the country, maybe they'll let us, they'll help us get some sponsors for the show. And they said, no, you need 10,000 audio downloads per episode. So I'm asking them, I said, wait a minute, we broadcast 5, some weeks even 6 days a week. You're telling me that if I had 10,000 downloads on a once a week broadcast, you'd take me in. But because we don't have 10,000 downloads every single day, you won't, even though that whole 6 days of broadcast, 6 days of publications, they surpassed 10,000. I say, nope, you need 10,000 per day, which it's interesting. It's interesting. It's the boys club, but we're knocking on the door. We will get there. And the only way we get there is with your help. And I can't tell you how appreciative I am of everyone helping us get to 31. And next is NPR. You're next.
It'd be nice, and frankly, we'll get to 10,000 anyway because of how many other people actually just watch us in other avenues. So we're everywhere. That's only on Apple Podcasts. So we're well past 10,000. Yeah. If you count Spotify and Google Play Store and all the other things that we do, that's why we're at 31. They're looking at Apple Podcasts, and what they should be looking at is the rankings because of the downloads. But frankly, downloads doesn't even guarantee listenership. It's how many people are actually getting their ears around it. And, you know, it's, sponsorship is just a part of making sure that you can actually share this voice.
Yeah.
So
we're getting news in that that Clark County, in Nevada has certified that Joe Biden has won. They're certifying it. The big complaint about Nevada, specifically Clark County, is they were using artificial intelligence to scan the signatures on ballots and then compare them to scan signatures on file. And the reports, the affidavits, the sworn affidavits state that because the machine was basically saying that too many signatures were fraudulent, that they lowered the sensitivity of the machine so that more ballots could be pushed through faster. That uses the same kind of technology that big tech has developed for facial recognition. So I want to play a brief clip just to show you how wrong or maybe how right facial recognition software can be. Let's go ahead and play cut two.
That's right, Nicole. And transitions are set up to be the most efficient way possible to handle.
Sorry, wrong one. Cut three. My mistake. Cut three.
There's a lot of scientific material available on how facial analysis and face recognition are related. For instance, the gender shade studies showed that some of the famous female black celebrities were mistaken as male. Right, like Michelle Obama, Serena Williams, and all these, like, examples.
Well. It's the technology. So is the technology wrong, or did it just get it right? Hashtag Big Mike. Okay, let's get into this. Hashtag Big Mike.
Yeah,
hashtag Joe Crush. Let's go ahead and play cut four. This is Sidney Powell talking about what's going on, what she thinks, and what the evidence is showing her. Let's go ahead and play cut four.
So let me get this straight. It's a real important point here. Dominion voting machines were in numerous states, numerous counties. There's some sort of software backdoor, not unlike most phones will have a backdoor, but this will actually calculate and tell the person accessing the backdoor what type of voting percentages and what type of numbers are needed to change the win for a certain party, for a certain candidate.
Exactly. They can watch the voting real time. They run a computer algorithm on it as needed to either flip votes, take votes out, or alter the votes to make a candidate win.
So that's different. Now you're, this is even different. I just really want to be very, very careful here and be very meticulous about this. One, it's one thing to be able to watch it and decide how much more input you need to change the number. But now you're saying there's an actual way to change the total, the vote tallies within the system?
That's exactly right.
That's a very, very big claim there. I mean, that would be voter fraud defined right there. What's the next step?
It's massive criminal voter fraud writ large across at least 29 states. It could have been happening. Anytime a voting machine was connected to the internet, and we have evidence that many were, it was obviously happening. It's obvious from the algorithm and the statistics that our experts are tracking out for batches of votes and when the curves changed. And it's going to blow the mind of everyone in this country when we get it all together and can explain it with the affidavits and the experts that have come forward.
All right.
So really bombshell stuff. People asking, why haven't they put it out yet? Why haven't they put it out yet? Well, it takes time. You have to cross the T's. You have to dot the I's. As she just mentioned towards the end, you have to get the experts. You have to get the affidavits. And you have to make sure the case is made. What we've seen in a lot of these cases that have already come before courts is they are asking for relief. A lot of them are asking for discovery. So what you need to do is you need to find a judge that believes what you're claiming. You don't need to make every single claim. You need to make enough to sow doubt in the mind of the judge for him to give you what's called discovery, to allow the case to move forward to the discovery phase, which allows you to actually look into the things that you're alleging, right? Right now, the Trump campaign has zero access to Dominion machines. They have zero access to the actual records. They are making these claims based on affidavits, eyewitnesses, and ear witnesses. They have to get a judge to say, yeah, you know what? This is troubling enough. I'm going to give you the authority to look into it, look into the code, look into all that. That's the next step. So when everyone says, oh, you haven't had any evidence yet, they're putting forward plenty of evidence, plenty of eyewitness, ear witness testimony.
Which makes, by the way, what the media is doing and what big tech is doing so much more sinister, so much more evil. Just so you know, they're saying that a commission in the DHS that was actually had Dominion sitting on it was not fraudulent, yeah. That there's no evidence of fraud. Max, I'm going to start. I mean, you have your Slack up, right?
No.
Can you pull your Slack up?
Yeah, I can. But it's a lot better if you send it to Josh, now that we have All Josh right. back in. But I have mine up too. As you're getting that, I want to cover the big news. As you get those documents over to Josh, the big news. Let's go ahead and put up my screen, Mr. Producer. Everyone, also Josh is back in today. Everyone, say welcome back, Josh, in the comment section. Big news from yesterday was that nearly 3,000 additional votes were discovered in the hand recount in Floyd County, Georgia. Now, what does that mean? That means that votes were put into a Dominion voting systems tabulator. We're led to believe that there was a jam and the machine ate the votes, and then no one went back to actually get them out of the machine and tabulate them afterwards. So basically, votes went in and nothing came out. So in one county, in Floyd County, Georgia, they discovered, I believe it was like 2,631 more votes that had not been added to the count because they were stuck in the machine. When they went into it, they found that Donald Trump had 800 more votes than Joe Biden. So he actually cut into Joe Biden's lead by 800 in one machine. One machine stole 800 votes from Donald Trump. Now, Dominion's saying, oh, we had nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with that. Yeah, you don't get to say that, Dominion. When we all these allegations we've been having, when we finally find evidence right in front of us that your machine ate enough to take 800 votes out of the margin for Donald Trump, every single machine needs to be audited. Every single machine needs to be broken open to make sure there's no other ballots hidden inside. Every single machine needs to be re-canvassed. I mean, this is the problem of doing just a pure recount where you're counting whatever the machine spits out. It doesn't basically look into whatever was put into the machine. If we know that the machines can change votes, if we know machines can apparently eat votes, then you can't just count whatever the machine spits out. You have to count the votes before they went into the tabulators, before even canvassing and auditing the initial voting machines to make sure that voter intent is correctly translated to the ballots that it printed out. That's absolutely essential. We talked in a previous podcast about how easy it would be for a machine to write down the correct, in English, write down the correct candidates and then change the barcode just a little so it votes for someone else. The human eye cannot possibly read a barcode or a QR code. So you have to actually do an audit and a re-canvas before it went into these machines, because the machines are vulnerable. And yes, the machines can even be used by the company in real time, as Sidney Powell just said, to change results. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's a legitimate fear.
Yeah. And so I'm going to put up some stuff here that I'm actually sending over to right now that I'm sending over to Josh. Right. And people, you're going to have to hold on to your hats for this one. Right. This will blow your mind. This will blow your mind in a lot of different ways, because frankly, I'm going to be able to show you, if you can go to the first one, the first article, please. Yahoo News, Mongolia. All right, people, let me actually just tell you what you're looking at. No, that's the third one. Go to the first one. Sorry. It's the one.
Yeah, I got
Yahoo
it.
News.
Just put up my screen. Put up my screen. Be faster. This is Yahoo News from 2012. Mongolia vote snags as ruling party seeks recount.
People, you're going to want to hit the share button. Hit the share button, because what I'm about to show you, right, again, is a one piece of the smoking gun. One piece of an organization called Dominion, which, by the way, the word Dominion means to rule over people. It's very cynical. It's very evil. It's crazy what we're talking about here. It's like in plain sight, hiding in plain sight. But if you read down here, once they hand... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So Mongolian's People's Party politicians said they found discrepancies in two polling stations in the capital. Party candidates lost in machine counts, but won when the votes were counted by hand. And you scroll up, and they're basically very concerned about discrepancies that turned up in vote totals tabulated by machines and then counted by hand at some polling stations. So Dominion Voting Systems sold Mongolia these machines. And Joe, who specifically sold them the machines?
Well, let's go to the next article, please, if we can, which is the Monsami News Agency. It's the 130786. Do you have that, Max? Or do you want me to send it to
you? Yeah, it's right on. It's on the screen.
Okay. So this right here is 2017 that says the voting machines were fixed in a province of Mongolia.
You'll have to pronounce it.
Yeah.
And here's the deal. According to the inspecting team, the ballot papers had incorrect barcodes printed, or incomplete barcodes printed. Now, what does that mean? If the barcode is not complete, that means that some of your votes are not included in the barcode and will not be tabulated by the machine. Exactly what we were worried about, the machine pumping out an incorrect or fraudulent barcode. And no matter how you look at that ballot and say, yeah, it says Trump. Yep, I voted for Trump. If you can't tell what the barcode or the QR code says, there's no way of knowing without actually doing a deep dive, a deep audit, a deep re-canvas.
Yeah. So the third article, do you have the third article?
Yep.
So the third article is the voting machines tested ahead of the June 24th election. Now, I actually have put people out there that are actually checking into Mongolia right now. I've had conversations with the Trump lawyers, and frankly, it's been passed on to the DOJ and other, counter intelligence organizations that are actually looking at, and you want to read that, Max, for everybody?
Yeah. And here's the part from this Mongolian news site. Complaints had been received from some political parties and coalition running for the election about malfunctions of some voting machines causing votes to be counted incorrectly. Therefore, tests on the devices were conducted twice with representatives and observers from those coalitions present by recounting mock paper ballots by hand to verify the machine counts. And they still found discrepancies, right? Okay. That's the crazy part of all this.
So now
who sold them the machines?
The machines were sold to Mongolia in 2012 by Dominion Voting Systems. People hit the share
button. Who specifically?
The person responsible for that. Let's go to the last picture that I sent to you, please.
I don't have that.
The last picture I just sent to you in your thing. If you could just put that picture up. Nope, that's not the last one. It should be the last one. I just sent it to you. Nope, last one. I just sent you another one. I just sent it to
Manny
you.
Pacquiao?
Hold on. Ready? Keep going. Last one. Okay, this man that you see standing over the contract, and by the way, that is Mongolia, 100%. You see that crest on the wall? I mean, if it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out what's happening. He is signing a contract, right? So this is a post of Eric Coomer. See if we can stream it. Eric Coomer literally going through Dominion
the
voting
contract.
Systems. Yes.
With Mongolia.
What appears to be the contract with Mongolia, right? Now, let's go back. Just take that one off. And if you'll go to the first picture that I sent to you. So this is Eric Coomer walking through the system with the Mongolian government officials. Go to the second one, please. Second page. Second picture, sorry. This is him actually showing them
testing
the tabulation machine in their office, right? Showing them how it works. Go to the third one, please. This is Eric Coomer actually in a meeting where they're going through the tabulation machine and he is the one at the head of the table. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a pro-Trump, or excuse me, let me back up. This is an anti-Trump,
Antifa,
right, which stands for communism and socialism, going into a country dating back to 2012, massive issues in 2012 with Dominion voting systems in another country, right? So testing what they're doing here in other countries, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're sitting here and we're supposed to believe that Eric Coomer, again, being the director of strategy and security, right? The red herring of Dominion voting systems dating all the way back to fraud, right? And I'm going to call it what it is, fraud in
irregularities,
Mongolia.
Discrepancies, fraud. I mean, it's funny that wherever this guy goes and sells systems, there are people after the fact saying, whoa, 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 you didn't count or you miscounted or something was really wrong. And then we're just left with a Dominion voting systems statement saying, oh, no, it was all by the book. And Joe, do you know why, or at least recently, how Dominion voting systems was able to put their machines all around the world? Mm-hmm. I mean, put up my screen. This is straight from the Clinton Foundation. Now, those machines originally predate this. But since then, they've expanded to more countries by working with the Clinton Global Initiative,
100%.
A.K.A. the Clinton Foundation, to get their machines into what they call like struggling democracies, countries where you can't trust the vote totals. What they did is they just gave these dictatorships machines to make it easier for them to launder their false results.
Guys,
this is insane.
And it gets much deeper and much darker than what I'm actually showing you. I mean, listen, I was able to get access to and see things that, frankly, I think that I have a responsibility to make sure that it's accurate. So I'm not even showing you all the other stuff that I've actually been able to uncover. But links on Dominion's site that actually pointed towards Mongolia after I started talking about this yesterday, guess what happened to those, Max?
I'm sure they got scrubbed. Yeah.
They disappeared.
Why?
But not before I got an archive of everything.
If you find something, guys, screenshot it. Even better, go to archive.org and archive the website because they can't scrub archive.org. There's plenty of other archiving websites.
Yes,
make sure you archive it. Make sure you also get a screenshot because if they don't control the server in archive.org, it's a lot harder for them to do it. Yeah, they can still take anything down that they want if they really want to. But make sure you screenshot anything you see, even tweets. Tweets are getting deleted at a record pace. It's unbelievable.
Well, you should see the Twitter accounts attached to Mr. Coomer. Oh, my gosh. Those are gone. The whole thing's right. Pictures.
Yeah.
I was on yesterday. I had to do a video screenshot of a conversation that Eric Coomer, actually we had people that were working on this, Eric Coomer had in a screenshot where he was being vile about somebody that was defending President Trump, right?
Yeah.
So I had to do a video screenshot because I was so worried about every time I get involved in someone saying, hey, where did that come from? Where did that come from? Hey, they changed it to take it down. And then I reached out to the gentleman. Obviously, you know, I believe loose lips sink ships. So I want to protect people's identity because, you know, I'm willing to step out. Doesn't mean that other people should or can feel comfortable stepping out, right? But It was vile. And Eric had gone through and he had scrubbed every conversation he was on with his friends.
Yeah.
Right. And I've been able to go through and gather up all of his friends, all the people that were on all this stuff. And I ran some information on them and I'm like, holy crap. Like, this person's in government in Greeley. This person's in government in Colorado Springs. This person's in government in Kansas. This person's in government. And the type of conversations those people were having, it's disgusting, Max. It's disgusting. Mm-hmm. So I look at this and I go, when is truth going to prevail? And I am 100% sure that truth will prevail, but when? I voiced that frustration last night and I realized that you have to seed lawsuits. You have to seed them. In other words, you have to make sure that they're 100%. You only got one shot. We're on a clock. We have to get to, like, I think December 13th or December 14th when they certify the vote fully or the Electoral College actually meets. Right. So we only got one shot, but I mean, give us something. Right. But the media is not covering it. You have Sidney Powell that's getting out there. She's saying a lot of really amazing things. And I'm like this, I'm sitting on with bated breath. Just like, oh, please, come on. Just put it out there. All we have to do is tie the pieces of it together. And they keep dismissing all of it. They keep dismissing the fact that they just invalidated an entire election.
Together. Yeah. Let's tie some pieces together. We just covered, let's go ahead and put it back on my, put my screen back up. This was in Georgia where they said there was a jam on the machine and the ballots weren't counted, right? And those ballots were deliberately left out. That should ring a bell because we talked about this before.
Right.
That should ring a bell because we also have this. This is a signed sworn affidavit by a woman named Melissa A. Carone.
Right.
She was a contractor who worked with Dominion Voting Systems to do IT work at the TCF Center in Wayne County, Detroit, Michigan. So she was at that center and she said in her affidavit that she watched as a stack of 50 or so odd a batch of ballots were put through the tabulator 4 to 5 times after there was an error. There was a jam. So she says that when it's jammed, you're supposed to take them out, see if it counted or not, and discard it. But no, they were claiming jams so they could go back in and take the ballots and then running them through 4 to 5 times, running up the score. We know that these machines will tabulate a ballot twice. If you put the same ballot through multiple times, it will register as 2 votes. And it's really shady. That's one of the reasons that the UK never wanted to use Dominion voting systems. One of the reasons that Texas said, hell no, we won't touch this with a 12.5-foot pole.
There's one of the reasons why in Colorado, I'm getting ready to have a conversation with, I don't want to butcher his name here. He's in my county. And his name is Merlin Klotz. He is the, I do believe he is the county election or county commissioner. I should probably look him up.
Yeah.
because somebody sent me something last night. So he's a clerk and recorder. So Merlin is a clerk and recorder for Douglas County government. So somebody called me last night. I'm at dinner and he says, you need to talk to him because he absolutely refused to bring in Dominion. And they were hammering on him. I mean, literally hammering on him, right? Saying you have to use Dominion voting system because I can't trust it. So he created this whole dossier of information, and dating back to the 2018 election, he actually has computers that actually he has a timeline where the computers he was showing us where the irregularities in Dominion across the state were actually tabulating incorrectly across the state. Now, not knowing where the head of the snake is in Colorado and so on and so forth, he goes, Joe, so I put that in a box and said, I don't know what to do with it. I put it out there. How's it going to affect me? Blah, 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 blah. So he actually has that information. So last night, the other person that worked with him in that information of why they did not use Dominion in Douglas County is now also coming forward saying, you got to have more information. So look, the dominoes are starting to fall where Dominion voting system is going to get caught. They're all going to get caught. People are going to start getting very, very nervous when all of this information comes out. But whether or not we can get to a place where we can stop the weaponization of media, weaponization of technology from acknowledging the facts, the true and actual facts, is going to depend on the voice of the American people and how loud we start barking. So one of the things that we're going to be doing, Max, is obviously putting out legislators' phone numbers email addresses so that you can just hammer those legislators. They are public officials, so they have no protection, right? That we can hammer them and just go after them over and over and over again so we can actually force them to actually start opening their eyes and ignoring what Twitter and Facebook are saying, like there's no election fraud and the DHS came out. No, the DHS didn't come out. And most people, yeah, Max, don't even realize what you just said. They don't realize what you just said is truth. Nobody knows. Yeah. They never even saw it before, right? Because the media has suppressed it. They are weaponizing against us as the American people. Right now, that's what they're doing. And we're letting it happen.
So let's go ahead and put up my screen. This is a letter that was sent to the companies that basically, the financial companies that own a majority stake in these companies, that invest in Dominion and other election, electronic election systems. This was a letter that was sent to them from Congress warning that these were corruptible, that you could not trust electronic voting machines, especially ones used by put out by Dominion, and that there were discrepancies and irregularities that just cannot be explained. So I want to read this part from the letter. In 2018 alone, voters in South Carolina were reporting machines that switched their votes after they'd inputted them. Scanners were rejecting paper ballots in Missouri, and busted machines were causing long lines in Indiana. In addition, researchers recently uncovered previously undisclosed vulnerabilities in nearly three dozen back-end election systems in 10 states. And just this year, after the Democratic candidate's electronic tally showed he received an improbable 164 votes out of 55,000 cast in a Pennsylvania state judicial election in 2019, the county's Republican chairwoman said, quote, "Nothing went right on election day. Everything went wrong. That's a problem. These problems threaten the integrity of our elections and demonstrate the importance of election systems that are strong, durable, and not vulnerable to attack." Joe, do you know who wrote that letter?
That was written by Nancy Pelosi. No, Elizabeth Warren.
By Elizabeth Warren, yeah. Amy Klobuchar, and Ron Wyden, along with Mark Pocan. He's a member of Congress. But the big guys, big wigs, Elizabeth Warren, senator from Massachusetts, Amy Klobuchar, senator from Minnesota, and Ron Wyden, senator from Oregon, they signed a letter last year warning that Dominion voting systems were vulnerable. They could be manipulated either internally or externally, and that there were too many irregularities and discrepancies happening on the ground where these systems are used, not to worry about them impacting the election.
No, it's the safest election in the history of the United States. They're absolutely safe. Yeah. I mean, come on, guys. If you're not paying attention, this is what they're doing. They're trying to steal the election.
These problems threaten the integrity of our elections and demonstrate the importance of election systems that are strong, durable, and not vulnerable to attack. That is what these three Democrat senators, two of which ran for president, that's what they said just last year.
Let me tell you how badly Facebook is throttling us. You ready? We have 231 people have eyes on it in Facebook, and we've been shared 190 times. So nearly everyone that is on here, and our viewership on Facebook is literally the longest you ever could see. I mean, it's almost the entire time. We have people listen for the entire show, right, on Facebook, which goes to show you that people are actually paying attention. But Facebook is making it difficult for people to listen. They're making it difficult for people to stay engaged. They're making it difficult for the message to get out, all because they have weaponized themselves against the American people. And this is why I talk about the walk away. This is why I got on Parler. This is why I got on MeWe. This is why I'm recommending to you that you actually spool up those. Follow Max at Max McGuire, and or me at follow me, Joe Altman at Joe Altman on both environments. So, because sooner or later we're going to have to make a decision: do the 73 million people stay and help fund the left attack against us, or do we walk away from it and actually do something about it? So, and we will be getting on Rumble. I'm going to meet with Max later on today. We met with the tech team to make sure that
sounds
possible.
Too much like Bumble. That sounds too much like Bumble.
It is a completely agnostic platform run by some very smart people. I have a meeting that I'm trying to get with Rumble, but I'm telling you that we're going to do as much as we possibly can to make sure that when we actually, when we release the Kraken, right, that the people in this country, right, decide that the media and the social media platforms, they're not for us. They're not for us. And just like we can live without some sports, right, because they want to stand for un-American things and stomp on the American flag and the people that have made sacrifices, we can do the same thing for the social media platforms and still satisfy our ability to stay connected. But we literally just have to go. Just migrate out. Go. I get Max. I mean, I'll just tell you this from yesterday. I got a little over, 1,200 a friend request in like 2 hours. Yeah. Even though on my on the Facebook page it says, please don't friend me, go to Parler or MeWe. So people are like, ah, let's try to friend him, right? And I'm like, I'm not gonna friend you, and I'm not gonna expose myself to people I don't know. I'm 100% telling you that I will not, if I want something to be shared publicly, I'll share it publicly on Facebook, but I am on MeWe. Right. I am on Parler.
I am 100% telling you that Amy Klobuchar is a piece of crap. Put up my screen again.
Oh boy.
This is Amy Klobuchar's signature from last year. Signing on to, again, I'll read that statement again. These problems threatening the integrity of our elections and demonstrate the importance of election systems that are strong, durable, and not vulnerable to attack. That is her signature. Here is a statement she put out last month in which she said, state and local election officials are working around the clock, and experts have concluded that the integrity of our election system is strong. So last year, she said that there's too many discrepancies, too many irregularities to possibly trust these electronic voting systems with our republic, she would say democracy. And then fast forward to a little bit before, a couple of weeks before election day, she says, nope. Forget everything I just said. The experts have confirmed that the infrastructure, the integrity of our election system is strong.
It's a coup, people. Yes. It's
Amy
a coup.
Klobuchar, we're talking about crap.
We're talking about a coup. That's what we're talking about. A coup of the American people, the American voice, a subversion of our Constitution, and basically taking away your ability to have a voice. I don't know how you feel about it, but I feel terrible about it. I feel terrible about it because, frankly, I think it's sad that we're even putting ourselves in a position where we have to go through this. Right?
Yeah.
I think it's sad. I am embarrassed that enough Americans are not standing up to call it out. And I'm even more embarrassed that we have somebody that is claiming victory when they said they wouldn't until the last vote was counted. That changed,
independently certified too.
Right? And that the media declared a winner, and the weaponized media also is suppressing the voice and saying, nope, there's no fraud. While there's thousands of cases of fraud. If you just say that those affected 2,000 people, you're talking about millions of votes. Millions of votes.
You don't have to prove. Everyone keeps saying, well, it doesn't change the results. But when they say, oh, you just found Trump got 800 extra votes in the margin in Georgia because they broke into a Dominion voting machine and found that it was eaten ballots and no one knew about it. Well, that gave me 800 votes, but doesn't change it. It should sow enough doubt in your mind as to whether or not you can trust the results. If that's one machine is responsible for siphoning an 800 vote margin away from Donald Trump, that's one machine. You know, the entire state of Georgia use these machines, right? They're all over the country. We don't have to break into every machine to sow doubt. We just need to show you that here's some fraud. Here's some ballots that were not counted. I mean, it's crazy. It's like every time we prove fraud, every time we prove irregularities, they say, oh, well, that's not enough. Okay, well, can we have some discovery? Can we actually look at the source code? Oh, no, not enough. It's insane. It's absolutely crazy. And I want to put this up, Mr. Producer, put up my screen. I feel like they're talking to us right now from Obama. Obama says the internet is, quote, the single biggest threat to our democracy, end quote. And he's not talking about mainstream media outlets. He's talking about shows like ours, where we can use the internet to amplify our voice and talk to people. And as we'll do in a couple minutes, take calls from people. That's what Obama hates. He's happy to let CNN, MSNBC use the internet to spew their propaganda. He's happy for Facebook and Twitter to censor people or to put warnings on people's posts saying, oh, no, even though you say someone won, other sources say differently. He's happy for all that. He doesn't like that the little guys, that grassroots conservatives have been able to use the same technology to outcompete the big guys. I mean, we just look at us moving up 100%. Those rankings on Apple Podcasts. That's what he's afraid of. He's afraid of, we can go back to it. I love looking at this list. He's terrified of the fact that we are now higher than NBC News. Let's just go through it. We're higher than Chris Hayes. We're higher than Dennis Prager. We're higher than Chris Hayes again. We're higher than WNYC.
Without social media's help.
Yeah.
That's just you talking. That's you telling people that we're over the target. These guys are over the target. What?
Higher than Brian Williams.
Yeah, three of us.
Higher than Slate. Higher than WNYC
again. Higher than Trump Inc.
Right? Higher than George Stephanopoulos. higher than Tom Fitton, higher than Young Turks, higher than Joy Reid, higher than Chris Wallace, higher than the Dispatch. That's the anti-Trumpers that now fact check us.
And Max, we literally did all of this. We did all of this, by the way, going through weekends. Yeah. We keep rising. It doesn't matter what happens if you get the voice out. Right. Yeah.
But that's what they're terrified. Crazy. They're terrified about this, people. That is why Obama just said that the internet is a threat to democracy. Not because these other big media types, because shows like ours, when we talk about the truth and we talk about the things the media doesn't want you to know about, we amplify it and we rise through the rankings like a rocket. And again, couldn't have done it without you. If you're listening, you don't already subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, please do so. Please leave us a good review as well. Help us climb into the rankings. Let's see how high we can get this thing. This is exciting. But that is exactly what Barack Hussein Obama is so worried about.
He also took and did a radio show where he actually dishonored the American people and said that we're a bunch of racists. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, that radio show was crazy. I don't know if you saw it, Max, but I mean, he said, I've never thought that there was a post-racial society and that we're just all a bunch of racists. And that's just not true. Yeah. It's just not true. It's not true. People, it's not true. You're not racist. You're not. You're Americans. You're patriots. You're people that believe, that believe in opportunity, equal opportunity, equal opportunity. I don't know.
Go ahead. Finish it.
I just think that, I believe in the rule of law. I believe in equal opportunity. I mean, our company is a perfect example of that. People of every race, religion, political affiliation, on both sides, and we respect each other. We don't have a lot of conflict, and actually we don't have any conflict. We've never had a conflict about politics because we listen to each other, right? And we accept people where we are, not where we want them to be. And yet we're sitting here having a conversation with people on the left that are yelling that they're not racist while, saying that white people are racist and reparations and all this other stuff. It's designed to keep us fighting. It's designed to keep us in the chaos so they can steal an election like the way that they did. And that's what they did.
Yep.
The pandemic was a tool. Pandemic, you can say whatever you want, but it's 99.9% probability in some instances where they're showing that. I want to make sure that I don't get flagged for this.
Let's just not talk about this. Right. Not that you're wrong.
That's a good idea.
That the odds, the risk of being taken down for talking about the coronavirus, even if we directly cite CDC and WHO statistics, it's just not worth it. We all know, we've all talked about, we're not allowed to tell you that the coronavirus, that almost everyone who gets it survives. We're not allowed to tell you that. Don't take that as me saying that. We're not allowed to tell you that. But you all know it. This never used to be bipartisan. It always used to be bipartisan. We just saw that letter from Warren, Klobuchar, Wyden, where they were complaining about Dominion voting systems. It always used to be Republicans and Democrats concerned about this. But what you see from Democrats is they truly are the party of ends justify the means. They don't care how they get to a Biden presidency as long as they get there. If they have to steal an election, if they have to disenfranchise legitimate votes, they don't care. They got there. They think that they've gotten there. Right? They don't care anymore about Dominion voting systems being a threat to our democracy / republic. They don't care because it worked for them. Like they are embodied. They are the embodiment of that card in the game Monopoly, bank error in your favor, collect $200. That's all the Democrats care about. Oh yeah. Bank error. Oh, this is great. They don't care about how they get there. As long as they get there, they're willing to cheat. They're willing to steal. They're willing to lie. They're willing to drag people's good name through the mud. Look at what they did to Michael Flynn. Look what they did to all these Trump associates over nothing. They don't care how they get there. They just want to get there. And that's why they've gone silent. And we played this on the podcast before, but I want to play it again because it cannot be understated that there is a foreign component to all this, specifically the fact that Dominion voting systems uses hardware made in China that cannot be ignored. Let's go ahead and play cut 5. This is Zoe Lofgren, a Democrat in Congress, grilling Dominion voting systems. Let's play cut 5.
We need also to understand supply chains. In December 2019, a study released by Interos, a supply chain monitoring company, showed that 1/5 or 20% of the components in a popular voting machine came from China-based companies. Furthermore, close to two-thirds, or actually 59%, of suppliers within that machine's supply chain had locations in either China or Russia.
PSNS equipment, the company Diebold that went out of business that you spoke of. It is important that an audible paper trail be required for every vote cast. ESNS has stopped selling new voting machines that do not produce an auditable paper record as the primary voting device.
So they're complaining about not just that these machines are vulnerable, but that the machines contain hardware that's sourced overseas. So China, we all saw this on election night. Chinese currency did a nosedive when it looked like Trump was winning. You know what happened when they stopped counting? All of a sudden, China's currency went right back up. Right, took a nosedive. It was unexpected. They didn't expect Donald Trump to be coming out to this massive lead. Oh, but as soon as they stopped the counts in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia, all of a sudden that currency normalized. All of a sudden that currency went back up. And if you subscribe to the theory that they use that stoppage to either tweak the algorithm to take more votes or to find out how many more votes they need to manufacture, you can understand why China would be giddy at the fact that they stopped counting. I mean, you don't stop counting on election night. You count. That's what Democrats promise. We're going to count every vote, and we won't stop counting until they're all counted. And as soon as Donald Trump took a lead, like, wait, correction, we're going to stop counting. Everyone go to bed. And, oh, while you're sleeping, here's 500,000 Biden votes that just came out of nowhere.
And that's what happened. And they weren't smart enough to actually do it over time. They did it at one drop. Guys, math means something. Science means something. These models have been put in place because people are creatures of habit, right? And so you can actually see irregularities. These are mathematical equations that have been used for decades, if not a century or two, right? And we want to act like the Benford Law is not something that is scientifically accurate. We want to act like that political science is something that is, you know, and yeah, somebody said to me the other day, he's like, Joe, just keep your sensibilities to yourself. Don't get upset. Look, if you knew what I'm going on inside here, right? I'm pretty upset. Oh, yeah. I'm upset that I have to have guards at my house. I'm upset the fact that I have to even be talking about this. I mean, we should be talking about the fact of here's the president. Here's what's going to happen in the next 4 years, right? Here are some of the things that we want to work on as a community, that we want accountability. Let's see if we can come together. No matter who wins, as long as they win honestly, I think we could have that conversation about what's next. And the party that loses needs to get back to the drawing board of what the American people want. And they don't want socialism and they don't want communism, period.
Yeah. It's just, it's stunning how, I mean, we talked about this on the show before, how Democrats spent 4 years saying the election was illegitimate, that Donald Trump was not a legitimate president. Yeah. And then simply because we have spent 2 weeks saying, wait a minute, this doesn't add up.
Right.
Right. This doesn't add up. We've been branded as traitors. The left is trying to brand this as a coup. Strangely, they're trying to say people like us were trying to launch a coup. No, the coup is the other way around. The coup is to steal the election. I mean, this is projection. This is what the left does. The left accuses you of doing what they themselves are doing.
It's evil, people. It is absolute evil. This is the evil that we talk about taking over the world. That's not a conspiracy, by the way. That's truth. You know what else is not a conspiracy? 218 shares and 227 people that are on the site. This is Facebook telling us that they don't try to silence the majority. They don't have to silence us. And this is why we're running away from Facebook. We're running away from them because they got some little EBIT sitting in a room that's doing this manually saying, don't show it, don't show it, don't show it, don't show it. And frankly, two of the shares that we have are to people that are 50,000 people deep. And yet 231 people. Yep. 231 people on 218 shares.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. A lot of sense.
People on YouTube saying they can't find us on Apple Podcasts. The link is in the description. And I also just posted it in the comment section as well if you want to get to us there. So, Joe, we're coming up towards the end of the show with only minimal swear words.
I didn't say any swear words.
We said crap.
Oh, crap.
We said crap.
That's not a swear word.
We said crap.
God will forgive
me for that.
Go ahead.
Let's give us your final thoughts before we end the show.
So my final thoughts are that my heart is heavy, right? I wake up every morning now and I'm like, okay, what's today going to look like? I got all these meetings to go to. I got all this stuff to get done. I'm having these conversations where I'm, you know, frankly having to stand up and tell people like, well, that's not exactly the evidence I was looking for. And I need people to be more, I need you to be more curious. I need you to look at all of the data collectively. not let somebody debunk or put out something saying that this is fake news. The fake news media has actually proven to be the enemy. They're the enemy. These companies are the enemy. And we have to stop, frankly, getting in bed with the enemy. We have to stop getting in bed with organizations that want to silence us, right, and take away truth. Every single thing that we've said on this show from day one has been absolute truth, without exception. I don't say, oh, that's just, I don't say that that's just the way that you feel or you think. I use math. I use science. Max goes and does an immense amount of research. Everything that we do is to try and bring you to a place where you can understand reality, not some subverted reality that they want to put in front of you to indoctrinate you to follow a path that walks you off the cliff. The only thing that happens to us as people, if we let them take away our constitutional republic, is that it's not that everyone will have equal opportunity unless you're actually looking at the fact that that equal opportunity will be no opportunity, that we will find ourselves as subjects to the royals of the country that basically get to bark orders, take 50, 60, 70% of our pay, and then tell us what we can eat, where we can eat it, where we can go, when we can go, and treat us as if we don't matter. So we're in a fight of our lives. This is not hyperbole. This is not, hyperbole. We got another hyperbole. Sorry, hyperbole.
If this show accomplishes nothing, I'm going to get you to pronounce hyperbole correctly.
I've always said that wrong. I've also said, I have trouble with it. Ambulance wrong. I've always said ambulance wrong. But listen, I want you guys to think for yourself. I don't take my word for it. Go do some research on this and make sure that what we're saying is accurate. And whatever you have to do, just share it. You can find us, obviously, on Parler, at Joe Altman, at Max McGuire, at Conservative Daily. We are going to continue to fight this fight, regardless of what happens. We are live on our website now, just so you know. And we got a new website that's actually launching. And by the way, we store all those servers on our own server systems. We don't use the cloud, so there's no way that they can actually deplatform us. So until next time, God bless you. God bless the United States. And seriously, I'll be praying for you. Just pray for us as well.
Great way to end it. That's going to be it for this edition of the Conservative Daily Podcast. As we mentioned, make sure that you go and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. It's very, very important. We are now the number 31 political podcast in America. So make sure you go to Apple Podcasts, link in the description, subscribe, download, leave us a good review, and help us climb up higher in those rankings. That's what Barack Obama's pissed about, the fact that shows like ours are surging and making sure the American people get the truth. You can also find us, if you don't have an iPhone or a MacBook, you can also find us on the Google Play Store, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, or Podbean. Make sure you like and follow our Facebook page. Make sure you subscribe and hit the bell for notifications on YouTube. As we mentioned, we're also on Parler at Conservative Daily. Follow us. We'll be happy to follow you back. There's also a newsletter you can join, link in the description if you want to get our action alerts. And of course, make sure you text the word freedom to 89517. You'll receive text alerts when our show goes live. That's going to be it for this edition of the podcast. Again, my name is Max McGuire.
And this is Joe Altman.
And remember that the fight to take back this country isn't over, but the only way we win is if we stand and fight together.